Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison, on Island Radio, KISL Avalon, at 88.7 on your FM dial and at KISLAvalon.com on your internet dial. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to have some more chili, we'll feather our nest, look at some alternative activities, give you a couple of for instances, and celebrate Mother's Day. Last week you heard all about it, but I want to quickly remind you about the Catalina Island Chili Cook-Off, which will be held on Saturday, May 21st in Avalon. As it happens, that's the same day as Catalina Island Museum's Silent Film Benefit, which will be held at 1 p.m. This is your chance for an authentic 1920s cinema experience in the historic Avalon Casino Theater. It's a double feature with 1920's One Week, starring Buster Keaton, and The Kid Brother, starring Harold Lloyd, from 1927. The films may be silent, but there will be live musical accompaniment by the Mont Alto Motion Picture Orchestra, a five-piece chamber ensemble formed in Colorado in 1989, which has scored more than 100 silent films. Tickets are available from the Catalina Island Museum at catalinamuseum.org. That's catalinamuseum.org. So here's an idea. The chili cook-off starts at 11. Have some chili for lunch, head over to the Silent Film Benefit to enjoy the movies and music, and then go back to the cook-off for some more chili. I'll be there for both events and hope you will be too. In case you didn't get your fill of chili on last week's show, here are a couple more rapidly rotating records about chili.
They loved her so, they loved her do, re mi fa so. They were a lot of little profiteers who came from near and far. They loved the Umtata. She played on her guitar. Every night in the pale moonlight, they gathered neath the stars. And as they formed a ring, they all began to sing. Oh, ye lankin, leany, chilly, beany, teeny, miny, mo. You know we love you so. We love your jada, om tarada. Our lives won't be so dreamy if you let us go. Don't think we're full of blarney. We're full of chili con carne. Chili Bean said, boys, I'm green. I don't know what you mean. You know that I'm so slow. What you want, I do not know. They said, now listen, Chili dear. Oh, by jingo, send us here. You lankin' leany, chili beanie. We'll have a lot of little eeny meanies. We'll feed them all on weenies, eeny miny mo. Now this girl called Chili had a lot of dough, oh, 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 oh. She loved it so. But she was so silly, she let the fellows know, she let them know that she had no re-mi-fa-so. When all the little profiteers found out, they went to Chili Bean. They said, from what we've seen, you'd make a dandy queen. Chili said, you can go ahead, when do I reign supreme? They said, for what you've got, we'll crown you on the spot. Oh, ye lankin' leany, chilly beany, eeny, miny, mo. You know we love you so. We love your jada, om tarada. Our lives won't be so dreamy if you let us go. The reason we're so frisky, we're full of homemade whiskey. Chilly Bean said, boys, I'm green, I'm only sweet 16. I'm puzzled as can be, tell me what you see in me. They said, by gee, by gosh, by gum, Jingo put us on the bum. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo, once we get you by the toe, we won't ever let you go, just because you got the dough. You lankin' leany, eeny, meeny, peeny, springy, chilly, beany, teeny, weeny, eeny, miny, mo.
Billy Murray made his first Wax Cylinder recording in 1897, but there he was on June 14, 1920, with Chili Bean, composed by Albert Von Tilzer with the lyric by Lou Brown. Chili Bean was also recorded by the Benson Orchestra and Billy Jones. Last week you heard Chili Blues by the Castle Farm Serenaders, but we started off this week with Rodney Rogers' Red Peppers and their version of Chili Blues, recorded by Brunswick in Chicago on October 14, 1927. I know nothing about Rodney Rogers, Rogers with a D, but they made a rousing recording of Meilenberg Joys. You may just be hearing that on next week's show. I'm told there are still tickets available for the Catalina Island Museum's silent film benefit at catalinamuseum.org. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. There's nothing I'd rather be doing right now than this show, and since you're listening, there's apparently nothing you'd rather be doing, which I appreciate. Percival Mackey and his band, however, would rather be doing the Charleston. Thank you.
I'd be so content. Though I were poor and hadn't a cent, I'd rather be a beggar with you than a king with somebody else. I realize how blue I would be without you there to fuss over me. I'd rather be a beggar with you than a king with somebody else. Fortune may vanish in smoke, dear, and my lucky breaks may be rare. I could be happy though broke, dear, with you beside me to care. A humble nest, a shack in the lane, with you would be a castle in Spain. I'd rather be a beggar with you than a king with somebody else. So content, though I were poor and hadn't a cent, I'd rather be a beggar with you than a king with somebody else. A humble nest, a shack in the lane, with you a dear, a castle in Spain. I'd rather be a beggar with you than a king with somebody else.
All alone than be with somebody else. I can just pretend I don't care about you, but that wouldn't end those long nights without you. Though broken-hearted and blue, I'd rather cry over you than smile at somebody else. Thank you.
Billy Hayes and his orchestra, a pseudonym on OK for Sam Lannon, and I'd Rather Cry Over You Than Smile at Somebody Else, written by Phil Ponce and Dan Dougherty. That recording just had a birthday, having been born on May 4th, 1928. Before that, it was Chick Bullock's Levee Loungers and I'd Rather Be a Beggar With You, written by Perry King. The Levee Loungers was strictly an American Record Company studio band, which did feature Tommy Dorsey on trombone, and Bullock was ARC's primary vocalist. That Oriole 78 was made April 4, 1932. That was preceded by the original Indiana 5 with I'd Rather Be Alone. That Perfect 78 was waxed January 14, 1926, and I'd Rather Be Alone was written by Jack Yellen and Milton Eger. To start the set, from George and Ira Gershwin's first complete Broadway score, Lady Be Good, it was I'd Rather Charleston, recorded April 17, 1926. That was an instrumental version, but there are lyrics written by Desmond Carter, which were sung by Fred and Adele Astaire in their recording, accompanied by George Gershwin himself on piano. Rapidly Rotating Records is now on Facebook. If you're already on Facebook, simply enter Rapidly Rotating Records in the Facebook search box in the upper right-hand portion of the screen, and the link to our fan page will appear in a drop-down box. If you're not already a member of Facebook, you can find a link to the public fan page at our website, www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. I hope you'll check it out and become a Facebook fan of the show. For no particular reason whatsoever, this next segment is all about feathers. Here's Richard Himber.
Like a feather in the breeze, floating through space in your embrace, dancing on clouds way up above. Since the second that you beckoned to my love, I'm happy, so happy when you're near. My troubles just disappear. As soon as you're by my side, I'm satisfied. I feel like a feather in the breeze, having my fun, kissing the sun. And it's because you are the one. So I'm singing like the birdies in the trees and feeling like a feather in the breeze. Thank you.
birds in spring. Have you noticed the way they sing while they feather their nest for the one they love best? Well, at what time do we do for a little bluebird who flew my way somehow? And see how I feel now. I go around the town happy all the time, never wear a frown, 'cause I know that I'm feathering a nest for a little bluebird. Easy as a bee, saving every dime, workers play to me, 'cause I know that I'm feathering a nest for a little bluebird. I'll have it ready for her in spring. It's the cunningest thing. With a little lawn and I got it on easy payments. There's a tiny room for another one. Hope we have him soon. After I get done feathering a nest for a little bluebird, I go around the town happy all the time, never wear a frown, 'cause I know that I'm feathering a nest for a little bluebird. Busy as a bee, saving every time, work is play to me, 'cause I know that I'm feathering a nest for a little bluebird. I'll have it ready for her in spring. It's the cunningest thing. With a little lawn and I got it on easy payments. And a tiny room for another one. Hope we have him soon. After I get done feathering a nest for a little bluebird.
And her smile was sweet. No wonder that I fell flat, for she looked so fair on her top-knit chair with a feather in her Tyrolean hat. Oh, my knees were weak, though I longed to speak, as there in the park we sat. Yes, I lost my heart, for she looked so smart with a feather in her Tyrolean hat. So I yodeled, "You're a lady." I thought she was some Swiss miss, you see, but she answered, "You're a liar too. Yo ho ho, and the same to you." Then we fell in love, and I'm dreaming of a nice little two-room flat, and a bride who's dressed in her Sunday best with a feather in her Tyrolean hat. Thank you.
I remember the time just before the war, cause a man used to put about shifting the store. But now, bless God, old Marty did, cause a man plumb cool about to fill the bed. Hee-wee, my dear, is the old road I'm bound to go. I heard my baby cry, wee wee, honey, oh Lord, I'm bound to go, wee wee, baby, Lord, I'm bound to go. Downtown didn't mean no harm. Police driving right by my arm. Till I began to fish, I began to rap. Feel like strolling in the air. Ooh, ooh, baby, oh Lord, I'm bound to go. Went downtown doing my best, find the boys I stole the best. Went on round about Coat Square, find the boys I done stole the coat. Hee-hee, baby, oh Lord, I'm bound to go. I knew Joe Rude was in the stand, had them law books in his hand. I began to pitch the cloud of it, began to read to me. The nigga been stealing the poetry to me. Baby, oh Lord, I'm bound to go. Britain and molded brown, I'm going across the river, keep going to town. Baby, over the road, I'm bound to go.
Cannon's Jug Stompers, recording for Victor in Memphis, Tennessee on September 9th, 1928, and Feather Bed. Gus Cannon performs triple duty, singing and playing banjo and jug. The harmonica was played by Noah Lewis, and the guitarist was Elijah Avery. Before that, it was Billy Cotton and his band with what I would pronounce as a feather in her Tyrolean hat, but which Alan Breezy Breeze sings as a feather in her Tyrolean hat. That British Rex 78 was made in November of 1936 and was preceded by another British group, Arthur Roseberry's band, with I'm Feathering a Nest for a Little Bluebird. Bob Fisher was the vocalist on that August 15, 1929 Parlophone 78. I'm Feathering a Nest was written by Jack Yellen and Milton Ager. We began that downy set with Richard Himber and his Ritz-Carlton Orchestra and I Feel Like a Feather in the Breeze, written by Mack Gordon and Harry Revel. It was sung by a chorus in the Paramount Picture Collegiate, but the vocal refrain in this October 21, 1935 Victor recording was by Stuart Allen. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on Island Radio, FM 88.7 KISL Avalon, and KISLAvalon.com. This and all our previous shows are also available 24/7 on demand anytime at all online at RapidlyRotatingRecords.com. And we're on iTunes as a podcast. Every once in a while, in back announcing a song, I'll say it's not to be confused with another song with the same title. Well, for instance, here are two songs with the same title, but it would be difficult to confuse them, as you'll hear.
Mm-hmm.
on my mind that bothers me all day. I try to tell you every time you're near. I can't explain to you just what I want to say. Somehow I don't know how to make it clear. For instance, if I said to you, you're the one for me, would you see my point of view, my philosophy? For instance, if I told you I adore you, that I'd die for you, would it bore you? For instance, if I held your hand, kissed your lips so sweet, would you think that I was grand or most indiscreet? And for instance, if I hinted that you suit me to a T, could you, for instance, fall in love with me?
Cow, some people call her dumb, but smart as people come. Can they make milk with what? Milk with what? Milk with what she makes it from. So take a cow, for instance, take a cow. And after you have got the cow, make sure that it's a cow. The cow and the milk and the cream and the cheese. So for instance, take a cow. Now day of graduation came, and professor said, let's see.
Rah!
Can you prove to me?
Rah!
Your philosophy? I'll give a diploma if you show what's in your head. Our hero rose upon his toes and confidently said, now take a wife, for instance, take a wife. Take any wife, for instance, any wife. Time was when she was sweet, so cute and so petite. She's got a shape just like, what's it like? Like a cop upon the beat. So take a wife, for instance, take a wife. Take any wife, for instance, but just leave my wife alone. The wife and the shape and the cop and the beat. So, for instance, take a wife. For instance, take a joke. And after you have got the joke, make sure it's on the girl. The joke and the girl and the kiss and the miss. So, for instance, take a joke. Now take a song, for instance. For instance, take a song. take any song, for instance, take this song. You take a melody, you add some harmony, just fill it up with words, bees and birds. It don't mean a thing, you see. So take a song, for instance, take a song. And after you have got the song, go out and get a job. The song and the word and the bean, the bean and the bird. So, for instance, take a song.
There you have two songs, both titled For Instance, in both cases, F'R. The first, composed by Paul Denneker, was a very popular song in 1930, recorded by Ben Burney, Bernie Cummins, and several others, including the California Ramblers, with Smith Ballou and the Campus Trio providing the vocal. That Columbia 78 was made June 12, 1930. The second, For Instance, was a nonsense song composed by someone named Cohen, I couldn't find a first name, and recorded by Irving Kaufman, credited on the label of Silvertone 8008-B as Kenneth Thorpe. That was recorded in New York around June of 1928 by Jeanette, and the studio band was probably directed by Rudy Greenberg.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
Turn on your radio and then you listen. Without a radio,
oh, today is Mother's Day in the U.S., and Anna Jarvis is credited with bringing about the official observance of Mother's Day. In 1907, Jarvis held a ceremony in Grafton, West Virginia, to honor her own mother, who in the late 1800s tried to establish Mother's Friendship Days as a way to heal the scars of the Civil War. Jarvis began a massive campaign to adopt a formal holiday honoring mothers, and in 1910, West Virginia became the first state to recognize Mother's Day. A year later, nearly every state officially marked the day, and in 1914, President Woodrow Wilson officially proclaimed Mother's Day as a national holiday to be held on the second Sunday of May. Here are three rapidly rotating records for Mother's Day, which are making their Triple R debut.
Thank you. you're going to leave the old home, Jim. Today you're going away. You're going amongst the city folks to dwell. So spoke a dear old mother to her boy one summer day. If your mind's made up that way, I wish you well. The old home will be lonely, we'll miss you when you're gone. The birds won't sing as sweet when you're not near. But if you are in trouble, Jim, just write and let us know. She spoke these words and then she said goodbye. When sickness overtakes you, when old companions shake you, as through this world you wander all alone. When friends you haven't any, in your pocket's not a penny, there's a mother always waiting you at home, sweet home. 10 years later to the village came a stranger no one knew. His steps were halt and ragged clothes he wore. The little children laughed at him as down the lane he walked. At last he stopped in front of that cottage door. He gently knocked, no sound he heard. At first he thought her dead, but soon he used that password known to him. 'Twas mother's voice, but her hair was silvered by the touch of time. She said, thank God they've sent us back our Jim. When sickness overtakes you, when old companions shake you, as through this world you wander all alone. When friends you haven't any, in your pocket's not a penny, there's a mother always waiting you at home.
With best wishes to all the mothers out there, we started off our Mother's Day segment with Larry Rich and his friends, with Larry Rich himself providing the vocal on Dream Mother from around April of 1929. There's just one problem, and that is that there's no such person as Larry Rich. It's actually a Sam Lennon band with the vocal by Scrappy Lambert. Dream Mother was written by Al Lewis, Al Sherman, and Joe Burke. Next, it was Sam Moore on Musical Saw and Horace Davis on guitar with Mother McCree in August of 1922. Mother McCree was written by Ernest R. Ball and Chauncey Alcott. Samuel Pesco Moore was born in Monticello, Florida on June 28, 1887, and began studying violin at age 7. After a broken arm foiled his aspirations on that instrument, he turned to guitar and banjo, and making instruments out of ordinary objects, including rubber balloons and the hand saw. In 1919, he went to New York and landed a 2-year stint with Ziegfeld's Follies. Horace Davis was Moore's first vaudeville partner and played guitar on Mother McCree. Davis was a great-grandson of Robert E. Lee and also performed under the name of John Powell. That was followed by Gobel Reeves and his composition, The Tramp's Mother, recorded by OK in Dallas, Texas, on June 25, 1929. Reeves also recorded it a couple of years later for Brunswick. Gobel Reeves was also known as the Texas Drifter. And so as not to go out on that lachrymose tune, we finished up with a rather upbeat version of Baby Your Mother Like She Babied You. That was Lou Gold and his orchestra on September 16, 1927, and the vocalist was Irving Kaufman. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.